Hello. Okay, so this episode, I'm going to be talking about, have you talked yourself out of a business? Especially referring to how it's so important for people to be able to speak what is true for them. However, sometimes that does have negative repercussions. And I want to talk about why that happens, how it happens, and what to do if you find yourself in that predicament. So, I am Keisha Shields, and I am the hostess of She Will Not Be Silenced, a podcast for women, by women, that centers women. She Will Not Be Silenced is about life, leadership, love and relationships, business, all things womanhood. I hope that you find some takeaways and that you're able to feel like you can connect with the stories being told. So sit back and enjoy. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to She Will Not Be Silenced. I am your hostess, Keisha Shields. So let's just get right into it. So I have been seeing a couple of people just around in different industries at a point where they're needing to close their business or stop providing their services. Or they feel like they're not getting any clients, even though they are being visible. I wanted to talk about that because sometimes you can literally talk yourself out of business. I am a huge proponent. For those of you who don't know, my business and my work at KeishaShields.com is almost completely centered around helping women, teaching women to own their stories, to find their voices, to own their messages. It is so important that we be able to do that. Now, with that being said, there can come a point when you are being visible and you are speaking your truth, but that truth alienates others. So what do you do? So for example, there is like one or two people whose businesses I have purchased products from before, or maybe a service, but mostly it's been products. And I've had a pretty good, you know, run with it as a customer. And then I see them online and it feels like flapping gums as opposed to speaking truth. And some of their truth is not aligned with my morals, with my perspective on sacred things. And then it kind of brings up the question is, if I am someone who believes in voting and speaking with my dollars, you know, is it worthwhile to continue being a customer at a business with someone who it feels is recklessly just talking? Now, this is not an easy question because keep in mind, this is the work I do. My work is about making sure that women are not silenced, so they're able to speak what is true for them. But we also have to know that just as your truth can attract dream customers, dream clients, lucrative opportunities into your business, into your life, speaking your truth can also do the opposite, right? And I'm not going to say it's a fine line because you have to decide, is it more important that you attract the right people, even if that means losing those who might not agree with you? Now, I see this happen often. You think about Chick-fil-A, for example, a big, huge corporate brand that has a lot of people on both sides. You have the fans who are like, them voting, using their money to support organizations that are anti-LGBTQ, does not bother me, you know, blasé, blasé. And then you have the others who are like, I refuse to frequent that brand because they're using their money to support organizations that are go against people who I love, causes that I care about. So you do have people on both sides of the equation. And you sometimes, as the business owner, as the leader, because this can also be true in your 8-to-5, right? It's not just about as a business owner, but specifically for entrepreneurs, specifically for business owners, is you may find yourself on that divided line and you may have to decide which avenue is most important for you. And then speak your truth, speak your morals, speak your values based on that. Now, it's not easy. When you are an entrepreneur, you are a solopreneur, you are the one kind of running the ship and you're not a Fortune 500 company. You know, I actually don't recommend not being visible because you're worried about alienating people. Right? But if you have really, really, really strong viewpoints, there is a way, a technique to share those in a way that allows you to speak it and relieves or alleviates a lot of the hardcore resistance. People don't realize there are tactics to telling your stories. There are tactics to speaking what is true for you that won't have such a damaging effect as opposed to just popping on and foaming at the mouth. Now, if you choose to do that, that's perfectly fine, right? But if you don't want that to be the result for you, consider speaking your truth and being really raw and honest with intentions behind it. Because how you then talk about it will go a very, very long way. Okay? One of the biggest tips I can give you as far as a quick tip is if you are at a place where you need to speak up more about the things that matter to you, or you are already doing it and you're not really sure if it's affecting your bottom line, you're not sure if you're not getting sales because you are speaking up, or let's say, for example, you are not speaking up and you're worried about this very thing, right? So therefore, you're kind of on standstill. That's not good either. One of the tips I can give you is this. Find a story that you have experienced or someone that you know has experienced and relate your message in terms of telling that story, right? Take that story and tie your messaging, your truth into it. And that is one way that you'll be able to tell it with intentions behind it. You'll be able to connect more and get people to see your point of view and understand why you feel the way that you do. Because let's face it, I am one of the most chill people, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship or just leadership. I am very, very chill, very relatable. And I have people in my life who I don't agree with them on the majority of stances that they have, right? That is not an automatic red flag to me. It's not that, oh my gosh, I'm not going to buy their services because they don't agree with how I feel about something. It's not that. But there are certain non-negotiable, morally related things that do sway whether I choose to befriend someone whether I choose to frequent someone's business, whether I choose to go into partnership or alliances with them. So there are different avenues to this, right? So don't be afraid to speak up and share what it is you need to say. It's important that you are no longer silenced, that you are no longer sitting on the sidelines because you are afraid of the backlash. If you talk about it in a way that informs and connects with others, even if they don't agree, you will find that you're going to get much further along. Your business will probably ultimately grow. Your leadership will actually expand. You'll start to be seen more as a leader because people will admire the fact that you were able to speak up and say what matters and say what it is that needed to be said. Because there's a huge likelihood that if this something has been on your heart, your mind, your spirit to say, there is a likelihood that people who follow you, people who look up to you, people who are connected in your industry probably have the same thought and they're afraid to speak up. So sometimes you do have to take the leadership rein and speak that truth. But be mindful that when you do so, if you decide to be one of the ones who just foams at the mouth when you do so, you have to know that there may be a time where you have to close up shop because you're alienating the very people who you're saying you want to help. Okay? You got that? So, if I can just give you one takeaway from this, it's to be intentional. Don't silence yourself anymore. Don't be afraid to speak up and say the things that no one else is willing to say. But be intentional and you will get much, much further along the journey.